Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're continuing to break down the lawsuit again from Mr. Jones, from Mr. Rodney Jones against Sean Diddy Combs and several other defendants. All this information, all allegations within the lawsuit, Diddy innocent until proven guilty, but my goodness, the allegations in these are quite shocking, and I think sheds a little more light as to why federal authorities raided Diddy's home after seeing this. And also, if you take a look at any of the documentation from the Cassie lawsuit, that also has some pretty strong allegations of sex trafficking, rape, abuse, and such. So there's a lot that is on fire over here. Lots of smoke, and somewhere there's a fire and a raging inferno going. That's what the authorities are trying to nail down right now. And how far has it spread? Who else is on fire? We're going to find that out, I think, in the coming weeks and months. Let's continue on here. We're at line number 98. It's the section is titled, Mr. Combs and J. Combs solicit drugs and engages in illicit sex acts with minors and sex workers. Line number 98 reads, on or about July 2nd of 2023, in California, Mr. Combs had a listening party at his home. Present at this party was a R&B artist, redacted, J. Combs, sex workers, and some underaged girls. The event began at 7 p.m. Mr. Combs requested female sex workers and required Mr. Jones to solicit them. An hour later, several sex workers appeared. In addition to sex workers, there were at least five women in the crowd that were under the age of 16. Mr. Combs forced all the women to drink laced Dilan liquor upon information and brief. Mr. Combs laced the liquor with ecstasy. Mr. Combs did not check the identification of any of the underage girls. The presence of these underage women made Mr. Jones very uncomfortable. He attempted to leave, and Mr. Combs forced him to stay. Mr. Combs went so far as to take Mr. Jones' car keys to prevent him from leaving. Line 107, after being forced to drink laced Dilan shots, Mr. Jones began feeling lightheaded and recalls passing out and waking up at 4 a.m. the following morning naked with a sex worker sleeping next to him. Screenshots of a video from the night is embedded below. And then there are screenshots of the party that we're seeing here with several faces blacked out. There's one with Justin Combs and what does appear to be an underage female. Some of these are clearly underage girls in these photos and everything in this document, it's blacked out. This is a federally filed lawsuit. But the evidence is there. These allegations, like it said at the beginning, it comes with a lot of evidence. Mr. Combs, this is the next section. Mr. Combs attempts to pass off Mr. Jones to Cuba Gooding Jr. This is going to be interesting. Line 109, Mr. Jones believes that Mr. Combs was grooming him to pass him off to his friends. This fear became a reality when Mr. Combs introduced Mr. Jones to Cuba Gooding Jr. while they were on Miami while they're on Mr. Combs' yacht. During the introduction, Mr. Combs suggested that Cuba get to know Mr. Jones better. He then left him alone in a makeshift studio on the yacht. Mr. Combs and Cuba Gooding Jr. in an image there moments before Mr. Jones is assaulted. As evidenced by a video in line 12, of which screenshots are embedded below, Cuba Gooding Jr. being touched, groping, and fondling Mr. Jones' legs, his upper inner thighs, near his groin, the small of his back, near his buttocks, and his shoulders. Line 113, Mr. Jones was extremely uncomfortable and proceeded to lean away from Mr. Gooding Jr. Line 114, he rejected his advances, and Mr. Gooding Jr. did not stop until Mr. Jones forcibly pushed him away. And the following is a screenshot of the encounter with Cuba Gooding Jr. And it has, it appears, I believe, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s arm around Mr. Jones on his yacht. The description under the picture says Cuba Gooding Jr. forcibly touching Mr. Jones on Mr. Combs' yacht. We now go to the next section, which is titled The Love Album. Line 115, throughout his time with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones was under an implied work-for-hire agreement. He was not compensated for his time living with Mr. Combs or for the songs he produced. As evidence, he was listed as a producer for the following songs of the Love album, Final Release, Deliver Me, Say Part 1, Reaching, What's Love, Stay a While, Moments, Need Somebody, Homecoming, and Tough Love. Mr. Combs and defendant LRMRUMG all benefited from Mr. Jones' work product. They failed to compensate Mr. Jones for his work. As a result, Mr. Combs, the defendants LRMRUMG, were all unjustly enriched at the expense of Mr. Jones. Line 121, Mr. Jones attempted to work with Mr. Combs to secure his publishing and royalty rights for the work he completed on the Love album. Mr. Combs only offered Mr. Jones $29,000 for 13 months, thousands of hours of work, and 9 songs that made it to the Love album. Ironically, Mr. Jones was willing to take $50,000. His publishing and royalties, Mr. Combs' self-serving greed, would not allow him to pay Mr. Jones an additional $21,000. Line 122, Mr. Combs' deceptive business practices became so bad that Mr. Jones was left with no choice other than to make a public plea on social media for Mr. Combs to pay him for his work. After publicly requesting that Mr. Combs do the right thing and pay him fairly, Mr. Jones received an onslaught of threatening and harassing messages from Stevie J and Love Records A&R, DeForest Taylor. And then there is DeForest Taylor threatening Mr. Jones and images of a text message string, it looks like. It reads, "You playing?" Next line says, "I'm in studio." Then there's an audio recording that we obviously can't play. And then it says, "LOL, you a 100% liar and weirdo. Good luck. Number still same. Run into N-word. Come talk to me in public on a public podcast and forum." Their next section here, Mr. Combs used his power and influence to threaten and intimidate Mr. Jones. It reads at line 124, according to Mr. Jones, Mr. Combs is very forceful and demanding. Mr. Combs does not take no for an answer and would often threaten to inflict bodily harm on Mr. Jones if Mr. Jones did not comply with his demands. As detailed above, Mr. Combs threatened to eat Mr. Jones' face. Again, back with the eating of the face. On another occasion, while standing in Mr. Combs' bedroom, Mr. Jones was forced to watch as Mr. Combs displayed his guns and bragged about getting away with shooting people. Mr. Combs shared that he was responsible for the shooting in the nightclub in New York City with rapper Shine. Ooh, this could be interesting. Then there's a document of or webpage image with a story from the publication Complex stating Diddy's former bodyguard accuses the rapper of snitching on Shine over 1999 shooting. Line 129, he shared that artist and Mr. Combs' girlfriend at the time, Jennifer Lopez, a.k.a. J-Lo, carried the gun into the club for him and passed him the gun after he got into an altercation with another individual. The shooting in Chalice Recording Studios confirmed Mr. Combs' statements. These statements reinforced Mr. Jones' fear of Mr. Combs and strengthened Mr. Combs' domination and control of Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones was terrified of Mr. Combs. He felt like he could not tell him no. Mr. Combs consistently made it clear that he has immense power in the music industry and with law enforcement. Mr. Combs made it clear that his head of security, Mr. Muhammad, Fareem Muhammad, had the power to make people and problems disappear. There's an image of Fareem Muhammad on the document. Line 135, Mr. Combs instructs his staff to always contact Mr. Muhammad if they are ever pulled over by the police in Miami or California. Upon information and belief, Mr. Muhammad spoke with the LAPD after G was shot at CRS. The LAPD was at CRS and witnessed the blood in the restroom, and they went with the bogus claim that the shooting of G occurred outside the studio. This was all thanks to Mr. Muhammad's connections within law enforcement. Mr. Jones had no reason to disbelieve Mr. Combs, as he had seen firsthand through the shooting of G and the subsequent silence of the LAPD and the media that Mr. Combs indeed had the power to harm him. Line 138, the LAPD spent hours in CRS after the shooting of G, yet there were no arrests. Mr. Jones witnessed the LAPD in the restroom pictured above, yet no arrests were made. Line 139, the morning after the shooting, Mr. Jones and several others arrived at CRS and G's blood was still on the floor of the restroom, and Mr. Combs hired a cleaning crew to clean it up. The next section, defendants, Ethiopia, Habert Miriam, Lucian Charles Grange, Motown Records, Love Records, and Universal Music Group aided, abetted, and profited off of Sean Combs' RICO enterprise. And we are going to go to that section in our next segment. Press subscribe wherever you are downloading podcasts or watching this on YouTube so you don't miss any of that as we continue to work our way through this lawsuit and read the document for you so you don't have to yourself. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.